Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So in the 20th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, we get this instruction about going to war, and it's really intriguing. In chapter 20, verse 1, it says, "When you go to war against your enemies," and this is addressing the Hebrew people, "and when you see the horses and the chariots, an army larger than your own, you shall not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God is with you, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Before you engage in battle, the priest shall come forward and speak to the troops, and shall say to them, 'Hear, O Israel, today you are drawing near to do battle against your enemies. Do not lose heart or be afraid or panic or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory.' And then the officials shall address the troops, saying," and pay attention to this, "'Has anyone built a new house but not dedicated it? He should go back to the house, or he might die in battle and another dedicate it. Has anyone planted a vineyard but not enjoyed its fruit? He should go back to his house, or he might die in battle and another be the first to enjoy its fruit. Has anyone become engaged to a woman but not yet married? He should go back to his house, or he might die in battle and another marry her.'" In the Bible, there are certainly reasons to go to war. And there are reasons to avoid the battlefield. I love this passage of Scripture because it says, if you've just built a house but haven't dedicated, if you've planted a vineyard and not yet enjoyed its fruit, if you were engaged but you've not yet been married, you should disengage from the battle to first enjoy the blessings of life. I mean, even when the land of the Israelites was threatened, and this is amazing, God didn't want a single person to lose out on the opportunity to enjoy life and enjoy life's goodness. Home, food, drink, intimacy with a life partner, the extravagantly simple pleasures of life, those are experiences not to be missed. Miss the battle. That's what this passage is saying. Miss the battle before you miss the joys of life. But for those of us who have tasted some of the goodness of life, the battle, the hardships, the frontline fight for the will of God, whatever that fight looks like, that battle is ours. For God, no one should go to the grave without savoring a bit of the beauty of life first. Once you have, then the fight becomes ours for God's desires in the world. Not perhaps literally, but metaphorically, we battle for the Lord. So I want you to ask yourselves, what activities fill you with pleasure? And have you ever considered that those are pleasures that the Lord wants you to engage in? Think about that. And now let us pray. Lord God, before duty is your command to take pleasure, not to a life of indulgence or overindulgence, but to taste some of the fruits of this world before we come to our earthly end. You desire, Lord God, you desire us to be happy, even for this brief moment of life. How amazing that you even care for our pleasure, insisting that we make time for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.